From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings and welcome to Scrapbook, Lake of the Woods County. I'm Glenn Broggett. Today we discuss the logging boom and the impact it had on the area known as Lake of the Woods County, as well as a major landmark event that happened in 1910. We're talking about the Spooner-Baudette Fire. We'll find out more about the logging boom and the Spooner-Baudette Fire of 1910 with Marlis Hurst of the Lake of the Woods County Historical Society. That's coming up on this edition of Scrapbook.
And speaking of boom, you just touched on it, the logging industry, you know, it kind of, everything's going in this crazy cycle. They are still kind of thinking about what happened with the fur trade boom. But boy, what a great location, and boy, what a great stroke of luck to have such a vibrant logging industry, too. So that really kind of helped pick up the momentum where the fur trade left off.
Yes. Once settlement started, it was the timber industry that brought the people. That and the homesteading, the free or almost free land that people could take, brought a lot of people into the area, and then they would be clearing land for income. A lot of them were selling timber, working on the river drives, or working on the ice, you know, to bring it down the ice roads and bring it into the mills. And we had two very large mills that were located in Baudette. One was the Shevlin Matthew, and the other was the Engler Mill. Just a tremendous amount of lumber was produced there throughout the years. The Engler Mill lasted until the late teens, and the Shevlin Mill was eventually bought by the Backus interests out of International Falls, and then was run by them for another period of time. But eventually, they changed the course of that history by shutting the mill in Baudette down and using a small railway to get the timber off the tributaries up to International Falls instead. So then International Falls became the larger mill town, and our mills faded away.
Now, an event that your county remembers very, very well and has celebrated through the years, or a remembrance through the years, was a noted disaster in 1910 that nearly wiped out the lumber industry at that time. And since it's still remembered, not, I wouldn't say fondly, but is remembered as part of a big peak moment in the history of your county. Let's talk about that disaster that nearly, you know, it crippled the lumber industry, but nearly wiped it out.
That's a little bit of a misconception as far as the lumber industry went. It certainly had an impact on the area and the people. The fire was of the type that traveled very quickly, and so it really, there was a lot of fire kill that needed to be harvested within a few years. And it changed somewhat the course of the tremendous timber industry, but it continued to be considerable industry and still does today. We still have a lot of logging that goes on in our county. But it certainly did hamper it. It didn't really wipe it out. There were a lot of areas that were harvested after the fire for a number of years, and then a lot of regrowth. It changed it. It didn't totally wipe it out as much as it wiped out the communities and the homes and the dwellings that people had. It did change. It wasn't going to last forever, but a lot of timber had already been harvested. The major timber, the largest, nicest timber, had gone out even before any settlement with the Canadians coming down and sort of pirating it when they were building the railroad. They took out a tremendous amount, and then in those first 10 years, they took out a tremendous amount. It's not incorrect, but there still was lumbering going on.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.